The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Colin Buick, broadcaster from Off the Ball, is with us because there is a bucket of sports to look forward to this weekend. FA Cup is entering its fifth round. Cork and Kilkenny meeting in Division 1A of the Allianz Hurling League, and a couple of crunch ties in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Let's start there. Most notably this evening, because you have live commentary of it, is Shelton Rovers.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about celebrating against Shamrock Rovers. Quarter to eight kickoff tonight. All the games are. So you'll have Nathan Murphy, Owen Shane and Richie Towell, former Shamrock Rovers player, on commentary there for that game. So it's the third round of fixtures. They've started with a bit of a bang. I mean, a lot of people, Anton, before the season started, questioned whether Damien Duff and Shelburne could retain the League of Ireland. And look, again, only two games in, but they started very well. Two games played, two games won. And they went to Waterford last time out, won 1-0 there, which is the sign of champions early on. And then, of course, Shamrock Rovers, they're in the headlines so much recently with their European run, which came to a heartbreaking end last Thursday week against Moldau when they lost in penalties. And then their game against Cork City last Sunday got called off because of the weather, but that was about 45 minutes before the scheduled kickoff. So the Cork City supporters, Anton, were livid. And the Cork City official Twitter account symbolised that anger by posting about it. So Shamrock Rovers ended up getting a week off, and they're back in action in some style tonight. It's Stephen Bradley against Damien Duff. All eyes will be on it.
And all eyes may be on that. Nonetheless, you're spoiled for choice when it comes to League of Ireland this evening.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're a neutral, that's your game, possibly. But the other games, too, at Turner's Cross, you have Cork City against Bohemians. You have Drogheda United versus Galway United. St. Patrick's Athletic, managed by, of course, Stephen Kenny. They played the struggling so far Sligo Rovers. And then you also have Derry City against Waterford. A big trip there for the latter. Probably the big comment in the last 24 hours concerning League of Ireland is Stephen Kenny himself and Ian Hart, the former Republic of Ireland player. So Ian Hart was essentially having a cut off the League of Ireland and the quality of it, and saying if you want to make it as a professional footballer, you have to leave there. And Stephen Kenny negated that.
But I would have thought it's a damn sight better than it used to be.
Absolutely. And the biggest term as well that castigate Ian Hart was that he was called an empty vessel by Stephen Kenny. So I don't think this is going to be the end of that particular beef.
Let's move to Gaelic games. Division 1A sees Cork and Kilkenny meeting.
Yeah, so that's in the hurling. That's tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. throw in there at Super Value Parky Cueve. It's been an interesting time for Cork of late. Like, they had that game against Limerick in Parky Cueve in horrendous conditions a couple of weeks ago. Probably the biggest takeaway from that was the puck of the hurl off the ball, which was horrendous actually to watch. And Cork, of course, have far bigger concerns this week. Of course, the manager Pat Ryan lost his sibling, tragic circumstances. So it's a difficult time around Cork at the moment, where it's been actually all right on the field. They've kind of picked up a lot of positivity, even though they lost to Tipperary the last time around. They, of course, very heartbreakingly lost the All-Ireland final last year, but they're looking decent. And Kilkenny are looking very, very good under Dermot Ling as well, so they're going to be contenders for sure. Wexford also play Galway in Division 1A. That's the same time, 5 p.m. On Saturday. And then on Sunday in the hurling, you have Limerick against Clare, which should be unbelievable. That's 3:45 throwing at the Gaelic grounds. Then in Gaelic football as well, tomorrow we have Mayo Kerry, which is 3 p.m. So tune into Off the Ball and News Talk. Tommy Rooney will be that for us. He'll be giving us live updates. That's actually not on television, funnily enough, not in any stream. It's Mayo against Kerry. It's unbelievable. But if you tune into News Talk, you'll hear all about it. And then a televised game tomorrow in Gaelic football is Armagh, the reigning All-Ireland champions, against Dublin, who have been unbelievable so far this year under Desi Farrell. They're signed 16 new players in the squad, but they haven't missed a beat.
And then let's head across the water. We're, what, fifth round, isn't it, FA Cup?
Fifth round of the FA Cup. And we were chatting just before we went on air. Was like, do people care? Was like, I suppose you do if your team is there. So tonight you have Aston Villa against Cardiff City. And then tomorrow from lunchtime, you have two games at 12:15. You have Crystal Palace, Millwall, Preston against Burnley. And then the other standout ties Sunday at 4:30, Manchester United against Fulham at Old Trafford.
And then we should, before we wrap up, talk a little bit about the retirements from Irish international rugby. I suppose the most notable among them, though they are all fairly notable, is Cian Healy as most capped player departing.
Yeah, and like, what a career. We were talking about an Off the Ball breakfast this morning. It's like, he's, you know, possibly has the greatest career in Irish rugby history, really, because he played his whole club time with Leinster in an amazing time. And like, geez, he's going so long, Anton. He nearly made the 2009 Ireland squad that won the Grand Slam. And it's probably, you know, there's been too much of a reliance on Cian Healy off the bench in his particular position that Ireland really struggled with depth at one. So I think it's a well-earned retirement. The Peter O'Mahony one was questioning, will he or won't he? Will he stay on? And he played the full game against Wales last time out, of course, but he's going to be done and dusted for sure. And we were talking this week, it's like, I wonder would he make the Lions squad because of his performances? And if he does, he'd technically be retired, so he'd be coming out of retirement to play with the Lions. And Conor Murray also, of course, leaving Irish shores, but not rugby. He's going to go abroad for a year. The link is with France. And we've tried to find out where, but we don't know yet where. But obviously, we'd be all very excited if it was Ronan O'Gara and Conor Murray linking up La Rochelle. But there's absolutely no news on that.
And have we any insight into why the... Because there had been something of a pattern of, in your last year or two, go abroad and make a few quid as an ongoing testimonial. Why would the other two not?
I think that their days are done. Like, I mean, Conor Murray's obviously the youngest of the three. Keane Healy, like, everyone thought he was going to retire the last couple of years. And Peter O'Mahony has been hinting at it big time that he's going to call it a day. And I guess, look, in rugby, it's all about self-preservation. You have a long life to live afterwards. And a lot of them, that recent retired players, celebrate the fact that they got out relatively unscathed. You hear Brian O'Driscoll say it frequently. And look, the big talk about concussion in rugby and the after effects of it, the long-term effects of playing rugby at that high level, that regularly, are so serious for those people and their families. So it's a huge success if you get out in time. Peter O'Mahony is still playing at a great level. So is Keane Healy. But when the level drops, that's when the danger increases.
And when you look at the wear and tear on somebody like Keane Healy, to be, have that kind of physical output for that duration.
It's crazy. And it's like, and the quality of his play as well, don't forget, because after Andrew Porter, Keane Healy is very often the next port of call, to pardon the pun. Like Jack Boyle came on last week against Wales for his first game. And so there's a future there. But like, just because of his age, it doesn't mean his quality is diminished. But if his physicality does, that's when he becomes in trouble. So it's a good time to go out.
Colin, thank you very much. That is Colin Buick from Off the Ball. Now, a reminder, all of our items are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.